In a poll, 30% of people said that they would not have a problem buying a house where someone had been murdered in it.
Just in time for the spooky season.
If it was otherwise a great house. 32% say murder would be a deal breaker. And 38% say that they don't know what they'd do.
So do they have to tell you if somebody was murdered or died? I mean, I don't know if they have to give you the full details. If somebody was dead in that house at some point and you're thinking about buying the house, does somebody have to tell you that?
So, in certain states, yes. In Washington state, no. And I just learned this right now.
Do we need to ask why you knew?
Okay, so American Horror Stories, the show, it's filmed in California, and they do have a whole thing of, like, if it's a death or a suicide in the past year or 3 years, they have to disclose it.
Okay.
But only year or 3 years. But I thought that was just, like, the law of the land everywhere, but I looked it up.
Case by case.
Washington, they don't have to. You can ask, but they don't have to tell you.
Mm. Oh, but I'd be weird if I'd ask the realtor, and I'm like, hey, did anyone die in here? And they're just like, can't tell you. I'm like, well, then you're pretty much telling me.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, apparently also younger adults are more hesitant about living in a house where there's been a murder, and women are more wary about it than men. So this leads to our simple question today. It's the simple question. And we're going to kick it to Jesse in Sumner. Jesse, would you have a problem buying a house where someone was murdered or died in it?
Yes, I would. If they were murdered, absolutely.
Okay.
If they just died of natural causes, I'd be fine. But murder is like, that's too much evil juju going on.
I feel like you and my wife are pretty much on the same page. I don't know if she would be okay even if they naturally died. I think she would be. Like, but the murdered one, she'd just be like, I don't think I could be in a house where that kind of, that energy is in there.
Yeah. Oh, and especially if it was pretty public, like depending how public the murder was.
Yeah.
Sorry, my son's in the car.
Well, what does he think? Would he buy a house?
Justin in Ferndale, same simple question to you. Would you have a problem buying a house where someone was murdered or died in it?
So before I looked this up, I told Sarah yes, but it tries to value the house down by 25%. So yeah, no, definitely.
Oh, dude, yeah. If I was able to get a massive discount on the home, I'd be looking at my wife and like, you know what? You just don't need to go in the room where it happened.
Yard, all of that. Yeah, no, give me the house for 25% off. Yeah, sure, deal.
Thanks, Justin. What about you, Taryn?
I mean, the house that we bought was foreclosed upon, so it was kind of a disaster. There could have been some wild stuff that happened in there, but we would never know.
But if you knew?
I mean, I'd just probably burn a little sage and call it good, you know?
You think Brad would be okay with it? Your husband?
Probably not. He gets a little creeped out by stuff.
So he's more sensitive about this?
Oh, yes. I have to be the tough one in our relationship.
Is it because he smokes a lot of pot and he doesn't want to get all paranoid thinking that, like, the ghost of the old owner is hanging out with him?
I think that would probably be a deal breaker for him. I think I could get past it. I mean, especially if like a lot of time had passed, like in our case of getting a house that no one had lived in for so long.
Yeah, I don't think it would have fazed me at all in any situation.
Really?
As long as the place is clean and I got a good deal, especially if I get a good deal, I'd be all right with it. I'm positive my wife would be like, we ain't doing it.
Right. What happens when things start touching you at night?
Ooh.
Well, then finally something is. Hey-oh.